Good morning, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to Commetrics University. This is our coffee break webinar number 23 from Tuesday, December 14th, 2010. The last one for this year. The next one will be January 15th, 2011. So I take this opportunity to wish you happy holidays. But before you enjoy your happy holidays, three tips for social media monitoring and ROI trends for 2011. I'm Ersi Gadeker. I'm the CTO of Sitetrap Labs. And of course, also work with Commetrics. We've delivered social media marketing solutions and monitoring tools for all kinds of organizations. Ultimately, we help them improve their customer relationship management, like with our software as a service-based package, my.commetrics.com, which allows you to benchmark your blog, compare it to the competitors, watch the trends, and see where you can improve at the topic which we're addressing actually also today. Let me give you an example to get us into the mood of things. Today I read about the Swiss Info and versus SFTV. The federal government is no longer prepared to pay Swiss Info, which is a news site, 9 different languages, which provides Swiss news, international news, and other things. It's Switzerland's news window to the world. And it says no, because actually TV is more successful, the TV station. Let's just give them a little bit more money and do it. It will continue to give a German and a French TV station 8 million francs to air our stuff around the world, which is anyway questionable. But what actually the solution could be is to redefine the target audience, who should read this, who should watch it, and then say, if there is a Saudi prince like happened last week that has to give testimony in front of a UN panel in New York about human rights in Saudi Arabia, we don't just write about this in Arabic, we also give it in the other 8 languages we have, because it relates to human rights. That's close to our heart, considering the Red Cross, the human rights agency the UN has in Geneva, and so forth, and other things. So this site would stay for Swiss values and how we do it, and neutrality, and all these kind of things. So you have to refocus it, and the Swiss TV, which focuses on the national audience, of course, can never really reach that target. This illustrates that using the wrong measure lets you make the wrong decision. So let me get into the objective. I want you to understand that purpose drives measurement. Without clear understanding, you can't do the measurement right, and you need smart metrics. You need to take action when you have measured. Give you an example. Here are the 3 nuggets I want to talk about today, but I just want to go on here and show you. The first one is the objective. So what is it, what do you want to measure, and why do you want to measure it? It's not always as easy as shown in this chart with downloads per customer, profits per customer. For instance, you could use a Twitter tweet, a tweet from Twitter, at 11:30, or actually at 10:30 in the morning to your followers saying, listen, if you show up before 11:30 and you have ordered by that time, we'll give you a 5% or a 10% discount in the hope that these people will have gone by 12:30. This in turn will reduce your waiting lines about which customers have complained recently during lunch hour. It's not always easy, but you need to focus on what is it what we want to measure and why we don't want to measure. Sometimes bounce rate or page views is not the right thing either. For instance, we found out that if we get a link from one of the major magazines, then we get readers which spend a lot of time on our site, and also what happens is that they sign up for our software. So, what are smart metrics? So we looked at these things on this particular site. See, 13 seconds, that's the last one, compared to the direct visits, which is nearly 4 minutes. By the way, that has increased by more than a minute since January 2010, so we must be doing something right there, or we're too complicated, but I can assure you that our blog post have gotten shorter, but people stay longer. Now, if I look at the 13 minutes and 40 seconds, this indicates must be the right target audience. They sign up, more than 10% of those people sign up for our services. Because they are our targeted audience, we decided to post regularly on that site every 2 weeks. That's action, taking action. So define the purpose, make sure that you measure the right stuff, and if you take smart metrics, take action from your particular metrics. This already brings me to the end of this coffee break webinar number 23 from Tuesday, December 14th. I wish you happy holidays, and I hope to see you again in the new year. Thank you very much, and don't forget to check up at theuniversity.commetrics.com and commetrics.com what's happening. Thank you and goodbye.